Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I've already mentioned the different type of categories. There's angels, there's cherubim. Matter of fact, Lucifer was a cherub. Well, after the angelology, next 2-3 weeks it'd probably be. I want to look at a couple weeks of Satan and the fallen angels, the demons, the devils, as they're called in our Bible, devils. And then we'll look at, Lucifer, time out. I looked again about the word devil. The word devil was not used at all in the Old Testament. Interesting fact. So when you play on Jeopardy, you're on, you know, the Jeopardy on TV, and they ask you, you say, the word devil was never used in the Old Testament. It was only used in the New Testament. When it was referred to Lucifer, when we do the study of Satan, he's called by different names. When he was called Lucifer, it was before the fall. Let that sink in. It was before the fall he was called Lucifer. After the fall of Satan, he was no longer called Lucifer. Then he was called Satan. Then he was called the Wicked One. These other names that was given to him after the fall, and we'll look at later about when I believe the fall of Satan took place. But anyway, just notice that Lucifer was a cherub. The Bible says anointed cherub that covereth. He was one of these beings that God had created. There we'll see about seraphim. By the way, while I'm here, it's interesting, and we'll look a little bit more detail. When we think of cherubim, we see them, they have a certain ministry, and they are by the throne of God. Very important when we put this together. The cherubim are by the throne of God. The seraphim are above the throne of God. We see the angels, they are actually literally God's messengers. They delivers God's message from the throne room to man. We see it. We'll see it in the Old Testament. We see it, obviously, in the New Testament. So you see they have, different job duties, different assignments. But it's interesting to notice, since we're studying this, that you will find that cherubim, you see them by the throne of God. The seraphim are above the throne of God. We see that in Isaiah chapter number 6. The seraphim, they're flying above the throne of God, saying, "Holy, holy, holy." He had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, the other two wings, he did fly. Those are seraphim. They're above the throne, always giving praises to God. Matter of fact, all of God's creation give praises to God. The heavens and the earth declare the glory of God. We as mankind give God the least worship of anything he's ever created. Let that sink in. It's on us. We have the ability to worship. The angels worship him. The seraphim worship him. The cherubim worship him. And let me go. There are other beings that he's created. You can read this in the book of Revelation. That worship God. There are some things that we're going to see in heaven that the Bible does not speak about. That's why Paul said when he came from the third heaven, remember the Apostle Paul said, I saw some things, whether in the body or out of the body, that it's not lawful for me to utter. When Paul was there in Lystra and he preached and he was stoned, they killed him. God took him to heaven, Paul, and Paul said, I don't know if I was in the spirit or in the spirit or in the out of spirit, whether it's in the body or out of body, I don't know. But Paul did go to heaven, in the third heaven. And God allowed him to see the sights of heaven. Can you imagine that? And so when Paul came back and he's there in Lystra, right outside the gates of Lystra, and we read the story where he was resurrected, and he went right back into Lystra and preached to those same people that stoned him, that killed him. Can you imagine what those guys thought? Man, we killed that guy. You can't kill. He come back in here and then he left. Anyway, Paul said this statement, and this has to do with our angelology. I'm not running rabbits as part of this thing. He said, I saw some things that I can't speak about. God will not allow me to speak about it. That's why when you read these books and see movies about people go to heaven and they come back and they tell you what they said, okay, or what they seen and all, don't believe it. Now, I'm not saying they haven't seen that God. I'm not going to go there. I want to stay on my subject. But I'm just saying this. If God doesn't allow the Apostle Paul to speak of it, I don't think he's going to let little Johnny or somebody speak of it either. Let me give you one other thing. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Matter of fact, somebody called, and I had to text him back about this. Paul's thorn in the flesh. Everybody thinks it's his eyes. Remember? Everybody said, because he couldn't see. And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Maybe his eyesight, perhaps as when he was on the road to Damascus, and that bright light, and he was blind, and the scales came upon his eyes. You remember that? And later on, when he was baptized by Ananias, I think it was, the scales fell off his eyes. Anyway, a lot of Bible scholars think that's when his eyesight went bad. I don't know. The Bible does not say. But he did have bad eyesight. And many people think that that's Paul's thorn in the flesh. And I cannot, it's amazing to me. We see in 2 Corinthians what his thorn in the flesh is. It's right there. He asked the Lord 3 times, remember, to remove this thorn in the flesh. And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for thee. And just previously that, Paul made the statement that a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me. To beat up, the word buffet means to beat up on, okay? To maybe cause a little bit of depression. I've said this a lot. Don't think that Paul had to take Xanax or, whatever people take. I don't take that. I know some people need that. I'm not putting it down. But you know what I'm talking about. Some people, because of depression and all, they have to take something to kind of put. That Paul didn't struggle with that, but yet, because Paul had seen some things in heaven, God allowed a messenger of Satan to buffet him, to keep him from exalting himself. Boy, ain't I something. I seen some things. And so because of that, that was Paul's thorn in the flesh. Lord, this messenger of Satan, he's rough on me. Can't you do something about that? And the kids, I'm paraphrasing. And the Lord said, no, my strength is sufficient for you. Are you following? Let me add this when we get into the study of demonology or devils. Okay. If a messenger of Satan bothered Satan, Paul, that's probably who gives us fits. We hear all the time, boy, the devil was after me this week. I hate to bust your bubble, but the devil ain't after you because you're just a small fry in a big world. Okay. Satan will have messengers that will buffet you. Are you following? Satan cannot be omnipresent. He's not omnipresent. He cannot be anywhere. Doris is here. Satan cannot be bothering Doris and me at the same time. You follow them? But when somebody does, you know what he does? These little, I call them imps. These little imps. God, okay. So now, ain't this all the time? You know our biggest problem? Who our biggest problem is? It's me. We like to blame our husband or wife or you or whatever. And sometimes we blame Satan and his little imps. Our biggest problem is who we're looking in the mirror. But I want you to let you know, I said all that to say this, so we're going to get into the study about angels right now, that they are a very real thing. They're created beings. I will say one other thing, and I'll move on. So are demons or devils. In King James Bible, they're called devils, but there's only one devil. It's like we use the word antichrist. There are many antichrists, but there's one antichrist, the antichrist. Same way with the devils. There are many devils, plural, but only one devil, the devil. All right, and somebody literally this week, and I'm not going to mention who it is, you know who it is, they're in this church, they talked to me about something, that they're staying somewhere, that they believe that there's some demonic activity in that place that they're staying. Some things that are going, and I'm not talking about exorcism where things are floating and, you know, people's heads are turning around, you know, and that kind of thing. But there are some things going on. And I told them this. I can tell you this privately that I could not tell from the pulpit, because if I did, y'all think I'm crazy. But it's real.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.